This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and joining me virtually today is...
Who wants to go first?
You already did.
Arvind Ibraj.
And Richard Bradbury.
Yep, today is The Boys. By the way, I actually just completed The Boys TV show, and I think it's absolutely amazing. And it's nice to have The Boys back again on Enterprise Biz Bytes. This has been a while since all three of us are doing Enterprise Biz Bytes.
4 months.
They kept us separate. You know, it's almost as if they were worried that we were going to cause some kind of trouble. You know, they had to introduce a pandemic to separate us. That's how it worked, right?
I don't know.
That was a secret, Rich.
I don't know.
You're supposed to keep that hush hush.
I don't know how much of a trouble we can cause, because today we're talking about cooking at home or eating out. It's about food. So we're asking you on Twitter and also on Instagram, since the RMCO started, are you cooking at home or eating out more? Get in touch with us on Twitter or Instagram. It's at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. And then coming up later on, we'll be talking about how COVID has changed the way we eat. So another food story. And Arvind, you'll be talking about the, Malaysia is a great place for startups to thrive. And I'm sure, it's a great place for F&B entrepreneurs to also, start up their own kind of venture here, because we're all talking about food today.
For sure.
So let me ask you this now. During the MCO, everyone was locked down. So clearly, we were all, stuck at home and we were cooking at home. Now, though, RMCO, it's been, I think, about 2 weeks or 3 weeks now with RMCO. Do you see yourself still going out, still cooking at home, or have you actually ventured out to head out and dine in? Arv?
So I've not dined in yet.
Wow.
I've not been to any place to dine in. Takeaway, yes, and a lot of like food delivery. So still doing that. But I'm cooking a lot less than I did during the MCO. I don't know why. It's not that it makes a big difference, but I think I've gotten lazy, and then it's just easier to order food on the food delivery apps. And also that I know that I can actually drive up to places, and more places are allowing you to tap out the food, to take away the food. More lanes are open, more people are there, there are more options. So if I'm passing by something, I'll be like, okay, I'll just pick it up on the way back from work, or I'll just go out on the days that I'm working from home, pick up food, makes it easy, finish lunch or dinner.
And I know it's very different for Rich, because you've been cooking up a storm.
Yeah, been cooking an awful lot at home, or rather somebody has been cooking an awful lot at home, and I've just been eating it. I have been cooking a lot. There's been an awful lot of grocery buying and one thing or another, but it was last weekend was the first time that I've went out to eat somewhere, outside of home. Very strange experience, I'll be honest. I didn't feel entirely comfortable. The food was delicious. The place was really clean. They were doing everything they should have done. But I think mentally, I was still a little bit in kind of quarantine mode. And you know what I mean? You still feel a little awkward. Although it doesn't seem to be the same for a lot of other people who seem to be just eating whatever they want, wherever they want, however they want, and those SOPs don't seem to be applying to some people.
Yeah.
The consumers. And I've said this before, I almost feel like I'm living in some kind of weird, strange bubble. And I'm not talking about the Bangsa bubble, it just feels a little weird for me for some reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it is weird when, the people who come to take your orders look like surgeons. So that's I don't know, for me, it ruins the vibe. So whenever I see things like that, I know that we're supposed to support like the local F&B guys, we're supposed to go eat out, whatever. But there's just something about the aesthetic and the vibe that puts me off, because it still looks dangerous when they are dressed up with full PPE. You know what I mean? It's not. But psychologically for me, I just feel like taking away the food and going home and eating.
For me, actually, I never used to cook before, this whole pandemic happened. It was a rare occasion. If I cooked something, it was definitely for a very special occasion. But during the MCO period, I decided to, try out new recipes and new stuff. And I actually really enjoyed it. And now I'm actually kind of like making it into a habit because, it takes like about about 2 months or so before you really kind of make it into your own daily habit. So I've actually tried to practice where I do still cook at least once a week and try out new recipes, because there's plenty of them, you know, whether it's on YouTube or whether it's, you know, on Facebook or, you know, like, and we've even seen YouTubers that have become, you know, like national celebrities, Sugu Pavitra, right, for example, right? Mm. Like my mom followed her recipe and immediately started like, this is how we're going to make fish curry from today onwards. And, you know, and for me, like, it was so simple to follow as well. So I kind of like feel like cooking has found, has brought me some happiness where previously, you know, I never thought of it that way. I just thought like, oh my God, cooking is just, you know, cooking for one or two person is just expensive. There's a lot of work to be done. It takes a couple of hours. Whereas, you know, if I just head out and get like an economy rice for like, you know, ₱6-7, I could get like, you know, rice with three different dishes. If me were to cook that, it's going to cost me like, you know, ₱20 or ₱25 from the grocery and then 3 hours in the kitchen. And of course, a mess at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. But that's so you're now saying then that you're seeing it as you're enjoying it rather than it being just a chore.
Yeah.
So so when are you cooking for us, Jeff?
That's a big question.
Let me know what you guys want to cook, want to eat, and I will definitely cook it for you. Now, the reason why we're talking about this is because Vast.ai, a research firm here in Malaysia, they did a study a survey that's conducted between the 22nd of June till the 23rd of June, just recently, compiling opinions of respondents in and around Malaysia and about their meals preference during the RMCO period. So just very quickly, some numbers. 85% of Malaysians are still cooking at home since the RMCO, although many are slowly starting to eat out again. 12% are eating out. 23% are ordering in. 24% are taking away. Now, 63% of them cook at home at least 5 times a week, and 49% order between 1 to 2 times a week. About 20% of them pack to go from restaurants between 3 to 4 times a week. Now, here's the interesting bits, right? So 74% of them, of those who dine out, claim that their dining habits have changed. For example, like they sanitize before and after. They're very particular with who they dine with and where they dine with. They only dine out with like family members and also sometimes they actually bring their own utensils that's been sanitized instead of using the ones that the restaurant provide. And of those avoiding eating out, 45% of them says they're uncomfortable in crowds. 32% of them are saying that they're still afraid of being outdoors. 29% of them are concerned about the hygiene levels of restaurant. 22% of them are bothered about the long queues, which is another thing that, you know, many of these, you know, restaurants that really, I guess, you know, set themselves on a higher standard then have, you know, this problem where you've got long queues as well, right? So later on in the show, we will be speaking to Julie Ng, the CEO and the co-founder of Vast.ai, to really just get her opinion and also like just a little bit about how brands can tap into this changing behavior with more people cooking at home and what are they buying since they're cooking at home as well. So stick around. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. Get in touch with us. Since the RMCO started, are you cooking at home or eating out? Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll be right back. Here's Glass Animals with Youth, BFM 89.9.
Buggy Free Minum, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Jas Andu, together with
Arvind Braj
and Richard Bradbury.
Slightly delayed there because we're all virtually, except for me, I'm physically here in the studio. Arvin and Richard have decided to go into the virtual world, but still doing a show. Now, today we're asking you, since the RMCO has started, are you cooking at home or eating out more? You can get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. I'll just go on to WhatsApp first. I've got a couple of hilarious ones. Ro sent in a message saying, not sure if what I do in the kitchen can qualify as cooking, but that's pretty much what I do all day. I'm with Richard here, still not at ease eating out because at home I'm OCD clean and alone. And also number ending with 0602, another one that says, during the MCO, I have learned that I can't cook.
Now is a good time to learn.
I mean, he's probably figured out that, you know, yep, this is just not for me.
Mm-hmm. Also, it depends on the aftermath of the cooking. If you spend like 3 days not being able to wake up after you cook, then you know, like, okay, like, let's take a few steps back, see how to get this right.
Yeah. Yep.
I've got some responses over on Instagram as well. It's so far 62% of people have been cooking at home more. So a big increase there. But in terms of responses, Benson Lee says it's a preventative measurement. Also, it allows me to save money by cooking at home. Diana has said, because I've missed it and now I can go out and eat. And Kakti Patul has said, kerja. Still working. I have one come in personally as well, which has also said, cooking at home all day, every day in the earlier days, but now have ventured forth with confidence because I've missed my mamak roti cheese.
Wow. So there you go.
You just can't live without. That was from Melissa.
Roti cheese. Over on Twitter, we have the polls. So there's 56.5% for cooking, 20.6% for eating out, and 22.9% for takeaway. We also have a couple of messages. This comes from Darth Bade, who says, supporting the local neighborhood stalls. And Christine says, so I actually quite like cooking. This is my shrimp and bell pepper stir fry I'm having for lunch. In fact, I want to continue to cook more from home. It's cheaper and healthier. Doesn't mean I won't go out or stop takeout entirely, though. And then she posts a picture of
not helping at all.
I'm like, you know, starving.
We're just asking you, are you cooking at home or eating out? We're not asking you to send photos of the food that you're having at this point of time. So
stomach's growling. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to eat.
Anyways, not fair. Thanks, yeah. So we're talking about this because a survey was done by Vast.ai recently on how, you know, the food habits have changed or are continuously changing even during RMCO. So I got in touch with Julie Ng. She's the CEO and the co-founder of Vast.ai earlier on. So, you know, here's my conversation with her. Now, Julie, tell me a little bit about what stood out for you from the study.
So I think what I the first thing that really stood out to me is the majority of Malaysians, 85% of them, are still cooking at home since RMCO period started. Because in my circle, we started to see that people actually start eating out, start ordering in, start taking away. But when we look at general Malaysian behaviors, right, there are people like that. But when we look at one persona, so we can see that 63% of them actually cook at least five times or more in a week time. And then one third of them actually will eat out 1 to 2 times a week. And then around 40% also like pack food or ordering in 1 to 2 times a week. So I can visualize this is how normal Malaysians actually, most of them are actually operating in that way now.
What about the demographics, the age in terms of people cooking at home? Because, you know, from my perspective, like I never used to cook at home, but now I have actually ventured into cooking at home. And I noticed some of my friends have actually also ventured into cooking at home. Do you see a change in terms of the demographic is now wider as well?
Definitely. So the habit of cooking at home actually extends to almost all age. Having said that, people below 30 years old, especially the 24 to 29, we would hypothesize that those are the people usually they might be, because they're already working adults, they might be actually living alone or living with their partners, right? Those, they tend to have a higher frequency of ordering in. Having said that, most of them are still cooking at home. It's just that the frequency of ordering in or packing their foods is slightly higher.
Do people seem to be trying to make more elaborate dishes during this point of time?
Yes. So this is actually another point that really stood out to me. So for my own experiences, I generally cook easy to cook meals such as a 15 minutes meal. So out of the total population, right, half of the people generally cook like easy to cook meals like this. But there are 72% actually cook elaborated meals, such as the meal that requires generally more than 15 minutes of time. That's what we see. We also see 30% of them cooking are also cooking instant meal, the very easy and convenient food there.
Now,
that's the trend that we are seeing.
And what about things like baking and, you know, oven cooking compared to like, you know, the microwave and microwave and instant cooking? Is there a difference in terms of, you know, how people use this or who uses this?
Yes. So in terms of the top cooking appliances, is definitely rice cooker. 84% of people cook with rice cooker. What we see as we compare to the how people during MCO, right, we saw a trend. a large significant rises of people buying cooking appliances, especially before Hari Raya happened. So when we drill down into it, right, what we noticed, there is a surge in terms of people using baking oven, pressure cooker, air fryer. And one of the products that particularly catch our eye is Thermomix. So there are 2% of people out of the total population using Thermomix. To us, that's quite a feat because there's only one product that managed to get up there. So as for the other appliances, such as baking oven and so on, right now, 1/3 of people are using air fryer, food steamer, and baking oven, which we saw that this is actually a rise as compared to before COVID. Definitely, the difference between who are using it, so we saw men tend to use much more convenient ways to cook, such as microwave, instant electric pot, while female tend to use a baking oven and also food steamer.
What does this all mean with this, you know, with the shift that's happening? And it happened really fast as well. Do you see this as a long-term shift that will create a new behavior where brands can, you know, tap into it? Or is this just a stopgap measure before we sort of, you know, go back to, you know, eating out more and stuff?
So we like to say that usually how long does it take for you to form a habit, right? Usually it takes around 2 months or 66 days to be really exact. Since MCO started, it's like end of March to now June, it's almost 3 months plus. So what we see here is that the habit of cooking is definitely become a part of people's life really. We do see some drop in terms of people doing MCO. They cook entirely almost. To now, maybe not so cook entirely, but the habit is still there. So we see that the trend of people cooking at home is definitely on the rise, is here to stay. Because there's also another big issue with taking out or eating out that haven't been solved, which is hygiene. Majority of people, if not 100% of them, are actually still very much concerned about the hygiene of if they eat out or if they are taking away. So without that being solved entirely, right, this habit is definitely here to stay. So brands definitely will need to capitalize. So I actually saw a couple of companies who previously only do restaurant dine-in products now also actually start to make out deliveries for people to actually cook their raw materials so that people in their home can actually cook their signature meals. For example, VCR, Awesome Canteen, they actually go into that direction. So I saw that that direction would likely increasing their revenue over time.
So it's not really doom and gloom for the eateries that are, you know, just catering to the dine-in customers, because there are still people who are now, I guess, a little bit more comfortable in going out, but there is a shift in terms of how they go out and why they go out as well, right?
So as compared to ordering in, eating out definitely has a slower recovery. We see that people are actually wanting to go out, especially once we go into RMCO, right? So there is a surge of people trying to go out and then have a meal outside like normal. But that trend would actually recover much slower, again, because people are afraid. People are afraid of a couple of things. So, for example, majority of Malaysians actually express that they prefer dining in open-air restaurants and not air-conditioned because they believe that the air ventilation is actually much more better so that they are less likely to cook. To get infected. That's one. Two, they actually need to take care of a lot of stuff. For example, majority of them, 61%, will sanitize before and after meal before they leave their restaurant. They also, 40% of them, will only share tables with 2 to 3 other people. 1/3 of them actually even sanitize the utensil themselves. So it becomes a little bit not really normal because they need to do a lot of chores when they dine out, right? But we do see that people are increasingly getting comfortable. But having said that, there are a lot of different things that I believe brands can do to help ease their concern. For example, like sharing the SOPs of how do I make sure my utensils are clean? How do I make sure you come in? Basically, optimize their safety. Those things really matter now.
And finally, what about like the, you know, the other two trends, which is, you know, the deliveries and also the takeouts.
So in terms of delivery, the interesting part is 1/5 of people are ordering delivery, and almost all, a majority of them, almost 80% of them are actually regular users of delivery. So these are the people who have been hardcore in terms of the order delivery. So what we see that there is a loyal chunk of users who will always order delivery. Having said that, they are still concerned about the hygiene. One-fifth of them actually would not use the cutlery that is provided by the restaurant. So this is quite interesting for me. Last time when I ordered, I always would like to have that, but now one-fifth of people actually won't use it. 65% of people will only opt for cashless delivery. Half of them will also only order from restaurants that they are familiar with. Contactless deliveries is also very important. So those are the items that Malaysians particularly care about. One thing that I think in particularly catch my eye also, one-fifth of them will only order from restaurants who actually share their sanitization process. I think this is something very actionable for the brands.
And Julie, before we let you go, one question. What about your own personal behaviour? Have you been cooking more, or have you been, you know, dining out with the RMCO, doing takeaways, delivery? And also maybe, like, you know, are there any new food trends that you've created on your own or followed during the MCO period?
Yes. So giving you some context, before MCO happened, I'm the type that eat out almost every single day. All my meals I actually eat out. I never really cook. I don't even have a rice cooker at my house. MCO started in the first month, starting to buy air fryer, rice cooker, and pressure cooker. And now I cook every single day. This week itself, I actually just eat out first time after MCO. So to me, I'm the very late adopter in terms of actually going out.
That was Julie Ng, the co-founder and the CEO of Vast.ai, talking about the survey that they conducted, and also, you know, on her personal, you know, on how she's changing her behavior. Rich, actually, I want to ask you: what's the most elaborate dish that you've made throughout this, you know, 4 months or 5 months of pandemic?
I think it's probably been something that we've baked rather than just normal food, you know, some cakes and some other bits and pieces. Yeah, probably some baking. Off the top of my head, I can't think. I'll see if I can find something, Jeff. To jog my memory.
Did you follow any trends, Arv? Like, you know, the Dalgona coffees and, you know, did y'all follow any of these trends?
So I didn't know what Dalgona coffee was. I have no idea what is happening, but then we tried it and it's delicious. It's really good. It's basically just milk on top, frothed milk on top of the coffee itself, or the other way around. It's been a while. Right. But I think the most complicated thing was sambal petai udang with ikan bilis.
Ooh.
And it was good. It was actually good, which surprised me.
All right. After this, Arvin will be sharing his recipe. So stick around. Since the RMCO started, are you cooking at home or eating out more? Get in touch with us on Twitter or Instagram. It's at BFM Radio. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We've got a lot of WhatsApp messages and they are hilarious. We'll stick around. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.